Hey, food bloggers. Thank you so much for joining me in this mindset and self-care focused episode here on Eat Blog Talk. One of the reasons I started Eat Blog Talk was to hold a space to talk about the importance of mindset and self-care. Being an entrepreneur can be a lot. If we are not taking care of ourselves, then getting actionable information about SEO, Pinterest, or whatever else is all moot. I will meet you back here every Wednesday to discuss various mindset and self-care topics so you have the energy and space to tackle the rest.
Hey, food bloggers, is your Google traffic down 10, 30, maybe even 50%? Are you worried about future ad revenue? Well, knowing your audience and engaging with them has never been more important than now. If you're looking to grow your email list, connect with more customers, or figure out who your customers are and how to serve them uniquely or better, then brand positioning coaching is for you. I'm Carrie Tyler, a food blogger with TalkingMeals.com, but I have over 20 years of experience working in brand management for consumer good companies. I'm an expert in customer targeting and developing unique brand positioning and messaging that engages, gains trial, earns loyalty, and grows sales. I've done this for many products and brands you see on store shelves, and now I'm helping food bloggers to do the same. To learn more, email me at carrie@talkingmeals.com or go to talkingmeals.com/foodbloggers to sign up for a free 15-minute chat.
Hey, food bloggers. Welcome to this self-care and mindset episode of Eat Blog Talk. I'm so happy to have you here. Today, we are going to talk about five ways to get the most juice out of your wins. Do you ever spend tons of time wishing or dreaming or hoping, yearning or working toward a goal in some way, and then you actually achieve the goal, you relish in it for a moment or maybe a day, and then you kind of forget about it? I do this all the time. When I put this into words, it's kind of crazy because I spend so much energy and love and time praying and meditating and wishing things into existence for myself. And then I relish it for a day? Really? What the heck? I feel like I should be expressing massive amounts of gratitude for each thing that I bring into my life, each win that I see in my life, so that I can get the most juice out of each one. The wins in our lives deserve to be in the spotlight. Stretching the amount of time they get to be in the spotlight will bring a flood of other wins and good things into our lives. I so strongly believe that. It is currently early April as I'm recording this. So far this year, it has been a very busy yet fruitful season for me and my family. My eBlog Talk team and I have been putting in a ton of hard work. It's been a really intentional, just hardworking season for us. My business partner, Melissa Erdelak, and I have also been pouring love and hard work into Flavor Media, this summit we're putting together in May. It is our inaugural event. And then my family and I have been planning vacations for the year ahead. We've been putting intentional effort into, you know, doctor's appointments and making sure we're all just well cared for and all of that. I know I mentioned this on the podcast recently too, but I also got an IRS audit during this time. I've gotten a website redesigned for eBlog Talk. By the way, go check it out. It's amazing. We moved our son's grant that he gets through the state of Minnesota over to a waiver, which seems like it might be a really small thing to deal with, but it has been an ordeal. There's just been some sickness thrown in and some other things, you know, just life happening. It has been a busy season of planting seeds for us and for me. And when we plant seeds, guess what happens? Eventually, beautiful things start to grow. The flowers that are growing from all the seeds that I've been planting are blooming in a lot of different areas, which is super exciting. I love seeing the fruit of my labors come to fruition. A few weeks ago, we secured a title sponsor for Flavor Media Summit, which is really what we'd been dreaming for since last summer. This was a huge win. Along the lines of Flavor Media, we have managed to fill almost every spot for the summit, At the point of recording this, I think we have 4 spots left, which is amazing. And also something that we have been dreaming for and manifesting since last summer. Just this week, my new website launched for eBlog Talk. Oh my gosh, this has been in the works since I decided to do it in December. Super exciting. My IRS audit done, sent in a final check this week and said goodbye to our little agent friend. That felt amazing. Elijah's waiver is set for the year. We've got all that work done and we're good to go. High quality people have been flooding into my business and life. Abundance is finding me in big and small ways. The beautiful blooming flowers are so beautiful and so sweet. They smell so good and I cherish them immensely. But I had this thought the other day that I would really like to hold on to the gratitude for each of these things a little bit longer than just a day or a couple days, preferably a lot longer than that. Because, one, the beautiful blooming flowers deserve their time in the spotlight. They did start with a tiny seed after all and came all the way to full bloom. And two, gratitude brings more harvest. The more grateful we are about the big and small wins in our lives, the more wins are going to come our way. Let's keep going a little bit with the seed and flower analogy. Every time you plant a seed of desire for something and work toward it, just like watering it and giving it sunshine, putting it in the dirt, etc., it will eventually grow. And once it blooms, it's almost overwhelming how beautiful it is. Have you ever experienced that where it actually happens? You see the bloom in front of your eyes and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can hardly take this in. It's more beautiful than I ever expected it to be. Especially knowing that it came from a tiny seed that you put in the ground and it worked its magic. So now that it's here in all of its unique beauty, we should acknowledge it and appreciate it for a season. Not a day, not an hour, a season. And once it has lived its cycle and gone back into the earth or the garbage, the gratitude for it diminishes. We never forget it, but the height of that appreciation eventually will fade. This is the same thing with the things or events or people or circumstances that we bring to fruition. Those wins should be celebrated for a season, and you can use your intuition a little bit to guide you with how long something should be celebrated. I don't think there's a set perfect amount for every single win that comes into your life. It might be a full week or maybe a month or more. For the past couple of years, I have been dreaming for and wishing for and hoping for a hot tub. To some, I guess that might sound silly, but I love hot tubs. There's something about them that makes me happy sitting in them, enjoying the hot, steamy water. I just have always loved hot tubs. My mom and I also shared a bond over hot tubs. Growing up, we had a pool and a hot tub in our backyard for a few years, and we would go into the hot tub every single night for a stretch of time and sit there together. We would look up at the stars and enjoy each other's company. So I think a lot of it is tied to that for me. Whatever the reasons, I just love hot tubs, and I have been manifesting a hot tub into our backyard for a lot of years. I'm talking 3 years or more. Well, it finally happened. Last summer, we stumbled on this booth at the Minnesota State Fair, and it just was like magic. It just worked out. The pricing was good. The salesman was great. And just like that, we had a hot tub being delivered to our home. Now it is in our backyard, and I am telling you, I love it. I am so, so grateful for this hot tub, not just for the hot tub, but for all of the family interactions that take place in it. We like to have friends over and have a good time in it. I enjoy just sitting in it by myself and looking up at the stars occasionally. So for the hot tub, I feel like I've really juiced that win. I did not just celebrate that one for a week or two. It has been 5 months, and I am still feeling so grateful for it. So the amount of time that you juice that win really depends on what it is and how long you have spent wanting it, desiring it, etc. So let's talk through five ways to get the most juice out of your wins, because extending your gratitude for things or whatever you bring into your life is going to bring more good things into your life. I promise. Number one, start a win list. All you have to do is open a simple Google Doc right now. If you are at your computer, do this now. Just get it done. It won't take you long. Or open your notebook if you're more of a handwritten type person, and write down five wins that you have had either in your personal life or in your business or both over the past 6 months. Write down those top five things that come to you right away. Okay, your win list is started, because I know that won't take you very long, because of course you have wins that you can write down. And yeah, just like that, it's done. That is action that you have put on paper. You've already got it done. Before starting work every day, do this for as many days as you can, no less than 2 days a week, but preferably more. Just open that document or open your notebook, wherever you have these wins written down, open it. I have mine in a Google Doc, and I have the Google Doc open all the time, and it's just collapsed in the bottom doc on my laptop so that I can just click and it pops right up. I sit down to work, and before I work, I open that doc and I just peruse the wins that I have written down. And that seems so simple, right? But it's so powerful. It's like, wow, I really accomplished that. Yes, I really accomplished that. You can just browse through them and read them and kind of feel them as you're reading them and remember that excitement and that appreciation you had for those wins as they happened, as they came to fruition. This process is so easy. It's so simple and it's so powerful. It'll take you less than 5 minutes to write your wins down initially and 2 minutes a day to open the document and reflect on it. And then as you're inspired, every time you open it up, you might think of new wins to add, which is great. You'll also know when you're ready to take a win off the list, because you won't feel its power anymore as you read through it. I recently removed paid for Windows from my win list because the gratitude for that had run its course. We got new windows in our home a few years ago, and at the time it felt like a really, really big deal, a really big accomplishment. We were so grateful that we got the windows and we were able to pay for them. But in this moment, that gratitude has diminished a little bit and other wins have felt a little bit more powerful. Number two, journal about your win. When you feel a huge surge of gratitude for something that you have just achieved or accomplished, allow that to be a trigger for you to sit down and journal about it. The prompt can be as simple as, I am grateful for X because fill in the blank. Start there and allow your thoughts to just flow out onto the paper. This can get really powerful because you're digging deeper into the gratitude. You could potentially write through a lot of the process you went through in order to achieve what you did. It might boost your confidence and invite in even more wins. It could help you make connections about why or how the win came to you. For example, I listened to my intuition and then I put in the work and I was patient and then this happened. So it can kind of connect the dots for you so you can set yourself up for success with more wins in the future. It's also a great way to stretch your win. Like, think of a giant piece of taffy just stretching endlessly, so that you're really, really feeling grateful for it and you're really getting the most juice out of it. And being really grateful for a win and getting all the juice out of it is like inviting magic right into your life. Number three, set up win triggers. I mentioned our hot tub story a little bit ago and how long I dreamed to have a hot tub in our backyard. This isn't something I sit down and journal about anymore. I definitely did it first, but now I have a trigger set up in my mind. The trigger is just seeing the hot tub, which happens multiple times a day because it's literally right outside our back door. I see it and instantly I think, thank you. I love that thing. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the peace you bring. Some sort of string like that goes through my mind for a few seconds. This happens every time I see it, and it doesn't take me long to think those thoughts of gratitude. It's a reflex. And this is such a good way to get lots of juice out of a win especially if your win is a physical thing that you see often. It's super easy to set up a trigger like this one. Or maybe if your win is seeing, I don't know, maybe you've had increased traffic on your blog last month or something. Your trigger could be anytime someone mentions Google Analytics or anytime you see the tab on your computer, you express that little bit of gratitude for your win. So it doesn't have to be something physical. You can find creative ways to set up triggers for any win you have, and then to just get into the habit of letting certain things trigger you so that you're expressing gratitude almost automatically. Number four, get quiet with your win. Lately, I have been really into meditating. I definitely want to talk about this more on an upcoming podcast because it has changed my life in so many ways. One of the things I will do is start a meditation while thinking of a very specific win. That's it. I won't think about it further because meditation is not necessarily about thinking. It's just opening your mind, clearing your mind, and allowing that magic to just unfold inside of you. So I'll present the win to myself before I start, and then I'll get quiet. Sometimes during my meditation, other insights will come to me. Other times, I'll just sit with this immense feeling of gratitude for whatever the win is. It's really as simple as that. Sit down, speak or think your win, close your eyes, get quiet for at least 15 minutes, and don't get mad or judge thoughts if they come to you. Just calmly send them on their way and continue the quiet as best you can. Number five, celebrate each win. If I feel like a win is big enough, I will acknowledge it with some sort of celebration. I have been really trying hard to do this all year in 2024. This could be as simple as just an acknowledgement of the win out loud in front of people. So announcing it to my family or loved ones, saying something like, I dreamed of this idea a year ago. I acted on inspiration all through the year, and now it has happened. It's here. It came. I'm so happy. And then maybe getting a high five from my kids or a nice job or a hug or something. That is a simple acknowledgement of your win and a celebration. Or it could be a dinner out with my husband or my family. I've had a few wins this year that have felt super big. So I've said, let's go out and celebrate and mark this win with an actual occasion. Or it could be as simple as a champagne toast or a sparkling juice toast. Something to physically note that you are celebrating something that you've achieved. We've also been doing this for our boys recently. So we've had some school wins, just good grades, chess wins, progress wins, anything in school that's going better than it was before. We've been seeing as a win, and my husband and I have been, at very minimum, acknowledging each win out loud as a way to celebrate it. A few times in the past few months, we've actually let our boys choose a place to go out for dinner as a way to celebrate wins they have achieved. There's something really powerful about bringing a win to life with an actual physical out loud celebration. That's it. This was a quick one. Let's recap the five key points for getting the most juice out of your wins. Number one, start your win list. Do it now. It's so easy. Number two, journal about your win. Number three, set up win triggers. Four, get quiet with your win. And five, celebrate each win. Juicing those wins, appreciating them as much as you possibly can, is going to inevitably bring even more wins into your life and more good things. I promise. You've got this. Thank you for listening. You guys are awesome. I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this mindset and self-care episode here on eBlog Talk. If you are a food blogger providing a service for other food bloggers and you want to spread the word about the value that you offer, I would love to offer you a free way to do just this. Send me a 60-second audio clip to be featured in a mindset and self-care episode here on eBlog Talk in 2024. Go to eblogtalk.com/audio clip to learn more.